现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来分享有关保罗的服事。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share some things about the servitude of Paul.
那我们这次学习保罗的服事里面，今天这个时间要来分享第三个部分，就是有关于保罗的苦难。
This time we will share about the topic of Paul's tribulations.
我们前面两次分享过保罗他醒悟之后，他被主耶稣选召以后，他发现他以前是做错了很多事情。
In the previous two lessons, we discovered that Paul, after having been chosen or called by God, realized his mistakes.
他信主之后，他也很感谢神，神让他有机会来服事。
After believing in Christ, he was very thankful to God, and Jesus allowed him to serve.
然后接下来，他开始服事当中呢，他就开始经历很多的苦难。
And after serving, he came upon many tribulations.
那这些苦难，他自己说是命定的。
And these tribulations, he said, were preordained.
我们今天就来看看，来想一想保罗他所经历的苦难。
So let us think today about the types of tribulations that he went through.
从《使徒行传》跟哥林多他所写的书信，给哥林多的书信来看看他到底经历了哪一些。我们现在去想想他到底是怎么样过日子的。
From the book of Acts and the letters to the Corinthian churches, we will look at how he lived and went through tribulations.
我们现在先看《使徒行传》第九章。
Let us look at Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第九章一开始在记载保罗如何被神选召的过程。
Chapter 9 describes how Paul was chosen.
那他被那个光照了以后呢，他就眼睛看不见，就三天不能看见，也不吃不喝。
After being shone on with the light, he could not see and neither drank nor ate for 3 days.
在那个时候，神同时感动了亚拿尼亚，要他去找保罗。
At that time, the Lord moved Ananias to go to find Saul.
那时候，神事先跟亚拿尼亚说，他到底要见到保罗之后要跟他说什么话。
The Lord had previously told Ananias, once you go to visit Saul, what words you are to say.
我们请看第九章的第十五节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 15.
使徒行传九章十五节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 15.
从十五节到十六节。
From verse 15 to 17, but the Lord said to him, Go, for he is chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这里第十六节，神告诉亚拿尼亚说：“你去指示他，他要为我的名必须受许多的苦难。”
In verse 16, the Lord tells Ananias to tell Saul, to show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.
那他是神特选的器皿，要在外邦人的君王，还有以色列人的面前宣扬神的名。
Because he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings and the children of Israel.
那表示说，在宣扬神的名，不管在哪一种人面前，他会受许多苦。
This means that to go before the peoples in the Lord's name, he will suffer many things.
那保罗他当时候。他当时候是眼睛没有看见，然后亚拿尼亚进来跟他讲一些话，然后呢，之后就按手在他身上，在他身上，然后就为他祷告，之后他眼睛就看见了。
At the time when Paul could see nothing, Ananias came in, said some words, and laid hands upon his head, and afterwards he could see.
那表示说神当时候在路上跟保罗所说的你要做的事情，有人告诉你，这个时候就已经应验了。
That is to say, at that time, the things that would have happened to Paul were already told to him.
那保罗他现在受洗之后，得圣灵以后，他现在人改变了，他变了一个新人了。
And after Paul had received the Spirit of God, he became a changed man.
他就开始吃饭了，他本来是禁食嘛。
He began eating again.
然后他就跟在大马色的门徒同住了一些日子。
And he was staying with the brothers at Damascus for a while.
然后开始就在各会堂里面开始宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。
And in various synagogues, he spoke that Jesus was the Son of God.
保罗他这个在宣扬耶稣的时候，他是经过查考过的。
As Paul was preaching Jesus Christ, he went through many trials and tests.
因为他之前认为耶稣是破坏律法的人。
Because he had formerly thought that Jesus was one who destroyed the law.
他现在被圣灵充满之后，他心里的眼睛就打开了。
After he had been filled with the Holy Spirit, his eyes were opened.
然后他在对照旧约圣经里面所说有关耶稣基督的预言，他就看明白了。
And now that he referred back to the Old Testament regarding Jesus, he finally understood.
然后因为神又亲自跟他讲过话。
And because God personally spoke to him.
所以他现在开始有一个很大的转变，就是耶稣是神的儿子。
And so he had a great change in that he realized that Jesus was the Son of God.
那他的转变让很多人很惊奇。
And this change in him made many people astounded.
他们说在耶路撒冷残害求告证明的不是这个人吗？
They said, was this not the one who was persecuting the Christians?
这个人来到大马士革不是就是要来抓这些信耶稣的人吗？
Did he not come to Damascus to capture these Christians?
要带到耶路撒冷祭司那边去受审判的啊。
And to take them to the high priest in Jerusalem to receive punishment.
但这个人怎么现在变这样子？
Why did this person become like this?
但是二十二节特别描述说，扫罗他越发有能力驳倒住在大马色的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。
But verse 22 describes, but Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ.
那表示说，当时候扫罗他很急切的想要去证明耶稣，他原来所逼迫这个名，哇，原来就是这么重要，是那个受膏者，是弥赛亚。
Meaning at the time that Saul was trying to prove the Jesus whom he previously persecuted was the Most High.
但是接下来二十三节，过了好些日子，犹太人就商议要杀扫罗了。
But following in verse 23, it was not after many days were passed, the Jews plotted to kill him.
神才不久前才透过亚拿尼亚跟他说，你要为我的名受许多的苦难。
Not long ago, God sent Ananias to tell Paul that he must suffer for God's sake.
现在要来杀他的人是犹太人。
And now the people coming to kill him are Jews.
是他自己的同胞。
They are his own brethren.
那这些要杀他的人很显然也是当时候对律法很热心的人。
And these people who are coming to kill him are people familiar with the law.
因为扫罗本来跟他们同一是站同一边的，现在跟他们站对立了。
They originally stood alongside Paul, but now they stand against him.
那扫罗这里说，扫罗知道了他们的计谋以后呢，他就连夜啊，他的门徒把他送走，让他逃走。
After Paul became aware of their plot, he escaped by night.
一开始保罗服侍的过程当中，生命就开始受到威胁了。
At the very initial beginning of Paul's service, his life was in danger.
那他逃走，逃到耶路撒冷去的时候，其实接下来是别人也不能够接受他的。
And even after he escaped to Jerusalem, people could not accept him.
在耶路撒冷的信徒不敢相信，现在这个本来从耶路撒冷出去的这个人回到耶路撒冷来，竟然变成耶稣的门徒了。
The believers there could not believe that this man who went out from Jerusalem and returned has now become a disciple of Christ.
那时候巴拿巴接待他，让他去见，带他去见使徒们，然后扫罗这个时候就开始在耶路撒冷跟门徒一起出入来往。
But at the time, Barnabas took Paul to the apostles, and there they began communicating.
他也是一样很勇敢地放胆传道, 并且跟熟悉尼尼化的犹太人开始辩论讲论辩驳。
And he began preaching boldly in the synagogues in front of the Jews.
那这些在讲希尼尼化的犹太人是当时候他们在外国出生，是本来是讲希尼尼，他们的母语是讲希腊文的，然后现在回到耶路撒冷来的人。
And these Jews, they spoke Greek, but they had left but come back.
那保罗他说特别跟这些说希尼尼话的人在辩论呢。
And Paul were debating with these Jews.
结果他们也是一样要杀他。
And yet they also wanted to kill Paul.
所以从一开始, 保罗的苦难就跟他的生命危险有关系的。
And so from the beginning, Paul's troubles had to do with his life being in danger.
那可是因为神的时候还没有到。
But because the Lord's time had not come.
因为当时候扫罗
At the time, Paul had a very simple notion that he knew Christ, so he must go preach.
他一开始的时候，他用言语跟他们辩驳，要把他们辩倒。
In the beginning, he thought to use rhetoric to persuade them.
那这个方法是后来保罗发现不管用的。
But it was later that Paul discovered that this method was not useful.
但当时候他觉得很好用了。
At the time, he thought it was very useful.
所以他开始跟他辩论，但是最后是人家要杀他。
So he began by debating with others, but found out that people wanted to kill him.
那因为他是大家都认识的人，人家要杀他，这个对当时候教会带来一个很大的威胁。
Because he was someone that everyone knew about, so people wanting to kill him also brought danger to the church at the time.
弟兄们,信徒们就跟他送回去了,你回到你的大树老家去吧。
So the brothers and sisters sent him back home.
让保罗回家去休息一段时间,避避风头。
So that Paul could rest for a while and lay low.
那他回去以后,他就从这个本来很热心要去跟人家辩论这个 这个热心侍奉当中，先沉淀下来了。他回去回到家里面去，就不用工作了。
Oh, and so he went home to take a break.
他就去想想他到底要怎么样来服侍神呢？And
to ponder upon how he can serve the Lord.
因为现在是使徒把他送回去的。Because
it was the apostles who sent him home.
如果使徒觉得，哎，保罗需要出来工作，会把他找出来的。
If the apostles had thought that they wanted Paul to come work for them, they would send for him.
那这里让我们看到说，这个神的旨意、神的时候很重要。
So this tells us that God's timing and God's will is very important.
保罗一开始他有一个很大的热忱。
At the beginning, Paul had a very fervent heart.
他有他自己的方法。
He had his own methods.
他是用他自己的口才，而不是辩论。
That is, he wanted to use his own rhetoric and speech to debate.
之后。 他就开始遭遇到这个生命的威胁。But
afterwards, he received threats to his life.
然后我们知道神有他自己认为最好的时候的。But
we know that God has his best timing.
因为这个是后来保罗他自己体会到的。And
this was something that Paul experienced.
包括神在一个最适当的时候来选召他出来成为耶稣的门徒。That
is, God in his own time chose Paul to come out to be an apostle.
因为保罗他在提摩太前书第一章里面这样说
Paul in 1 Timothy says thusly
后来他信主以后
After he had come to believe in the Lord
我们看一下他在提摩太前书一章的第十六节
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 16
提摩太前书一章十六节
1 Timothy chapter 16
他说他本来是一个罪人，一章十六节，提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 16.
他说：“然而我蒙了怜悯，是因为耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生人做榜样。”
Verse 16, however, for this reason I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
当扫罗他很热心在逼迫这些信耶稣的人啊，神都知道的。
Saul's extreme persecution of the Christians was known to God.
那些被保罗逼迫的人，他们在这个被逼迫当中，他们会不会跟主耶稣祷告？
And won't those people who were being persecuted by Saul have prayed to God?
他们应该是会祷告的。
They probably would have.
而且他们应该是用灵恩祷告的。
And they probably prayed in the spirit.
一定是很热、很用心的求主啊，主啊，你把我们这个苦难拿走。
And they must have prayed fervently for God to take away their suffering.
可是，似乎他们祷告，神都没有回应他们。
But it almost seemed as if God did not answer their prayers.
因为神的时候还没有到。
Because God's timing has not come.
神还在忍耐。
God is still being patient.
所以神忍耐着，没有回应那些被苦、被受害、被逼迫的信徒的祷告。
And so God was patient and did not answer right away those people who prayed to him out of their persecutions.
但其实神都知道,
but in actuality, God knew everything.
一直到神的时候到了以后，神选召了保罗。
And until God's time in which he picked Paul himself.
那之后，那被逼迫的人，他们的苦难就被拿走了。
And then those people who were being persecuted had their persecutions taken away.
所以神有他认为最好的时候，我们人不知道。
And so God has his perfect timing, which man does not know.
但是那些在被逼迫当中，那些人其实神都在看顾的。
But in actuality, when people are being persecuted, God is looking after them.
被保罗迫害死掉的人，他们的死，神都，他们的灵魂，神都接受了。
And those who were martyred for the Lord accepted.
那表示说有时候。 神是在等候他自己认为最好的时机。
This means that sometimes God is waiting for his perfect time.
那保罗他当时候出来传福音的时候，他也是一开始想要很努力的去传。
Initially, when Paul came to preach, he wanted to diligently preach.
但是神的时候还没有到。
But God's time had not come.
他的工作还不会有果效的。
And so his work would not have any effect.
那一直等到教会建立在安提阿大兴盛以后，需要更多工人出来为主耶稣服务。
And it wasn't until the church was established in Antioch and more workers were needed.
然后到了使徒行传的第十一章。
And in Acts chapter 11.
那时候的巴拿巴呢，才去大树把扫罗找出来了。
It was at that time that Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Paul.
然后把他带到安提阿去，跟他们在那里一起聚会，然后一起学习怎么服侍神。
To bring him to Antioch to learn how to better serve God.
然后一直到第十三章的地方，圣灵才说话，要差派巴拿巴跟扫罗出去做神召他们要做的工作。
And it wasn't until chapter 13 that the Holy Spirit called upon Barnabas and Paul to go preach the word.
从那个时候开始，神真正要保罗执行的工作才是一个起点。
And only then did Paul's real work begin.
可是之前保罗他一股热忱要去做的时候，所经历生命被威胁，这是一个很重要的转变，对保罗来说。
But Paul's prior suffering was also essential turning point.
所以刚才说，神的旨意不会被拦阻，神的时候不会被更改了。And
so the Lord's will and His timing will not be changed.
也就是因为有这个一开始生命的威胁，保罗回到大树去，他才有机会真的用心下来祷告，然后去祈求从神来的启示。And
it was because of his persecutions that Paul went back to Tarsus to pray for the will of the Lord.
然后一直等候神呼召的时候。
And to wait until the time when the Lord would call him.
可是这段时间，其实扫罗他已经经历很多属灵的、很多属灵特殊的神从神来的启示了。
But during this time, Paul received many revelations in the Spirit from the Lord.
然后到了神的时候，神的时候来到以后，他就开始出来为神传福音了。
And when God's time came, he went out and preached the gospel.
从那十二章开始，我们从使徒行传第十四章开始，就看到保罗一连串他为神所受的苦。
And so from Acts chapter 14 onwards, we see the tribulations that Paul suffers for the Lord.
我们看第十四章的第五节。
Let's take a look at chapter 14, verse 5.
十四章第五节。
Chapter 14, verse 5.And when a violent attempt was made by both the Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to abuse and stone them.
那时候他说有外邦人跟犹太人跟他们的官长一起涌上来要凌辱使徒用石头要打他们的。
At that time, both Gentiles and Jews with their rulers went up to stone him.
那时候他们保罗跟巴拿巴他们也是放胆讲论神的道理。然后神又借他们所行了很多神迹奇事来证明他们所传的这个道理是从神来的。
At the time, Paul and Barnabas bravely preached the word of God and showed through many miracles and signs the truth.
然后十四章这里第十九节，他们被石头打。
And in chapter 14, verse 9, they were stoned.
他被石头打到，人家以为他死掉了。
They were stoned until people thought they were dead.
然后就把他偷到城外去。
And that people took them outside the city walls.
哎，隔天起来，他要继续传福音去了。
But the following day, they got up again and began preaching again.
然后我们再看第二十章。
Now let's take a look at chapter 20.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
第三节。
Verse 3.And stayed 3 months, and when the Jews plotted against him as he was about to sail to Syria, he decided to return through Macedonia.
那这里是保罗，他在第三次旅行当中啊，他来到了希腊那个地方住了三个月，然后犹太人要设计要害他，是要他命的。
And so on this part of Paul's third missionary journey, the Jews came to harm him.
然后我们看第二十一章。
Now let's take a look at Acts chapter 21.
二十一章的第二十七节。
Chapter 21, verse 27. Now when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews from Asia, seeing him in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him.
这里是扫罗，保罗他结束他的旅程，回到耶路撒冷去，照着神的旨意，他回到耶路撒冷来，最后众人要抓他了。
This had happened after Paul returned from his missionary journey to Jerusalem when people tried to lay hands on him.
然后看第三十节。
Now, taking a look at verse 30, and all the city was disturbed, and the people ran together, seized Paul, and dragged him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut.
三十一节。
31, now as they were seeking to kill him, news came to the commander of the garrison that all Jerusalem was in an uproar.
这是全城暴动。就是为了要杀保罗一个人呢。
The whole city rose up just to kill Paul.
那当然，保罗在这个时候蒙神的保护，他就被这个百夫长、这个千夫长把他救了。
Because of God's protection, the commander of thousands came in and protected Paul.
然后之后，保罗他就在耶路撒冷被关，然后被送到一个地方去送到不一样的地方去。被监禁起来。
And afterwards, in Jerusalem and elsewhere, he was put into prison.
然后到了第二十三章。
And in chapter 23,
要人家要取他命，这个计谋一直都没有停止的。
The plots to take away his life never ceased.
我们看第二十三章的十二节。
Let's take a look at chapter 23, verse 12.
十二节。
Oh, and when it was day, some of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under an oath, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul.
13.
13. Now there were more than 40 who had formed this conspiracy.
你看，这个是40个人同心说，如果没有把保罗杀掉，就不吃不喝了。
There were 40 of these, 40 or more of these people who said they would not eat or drink until Paul was dead.
就是保罗他已经被关起来的时候，已经在不自由的情况下，人家还是不放过他的。
Even as Paul was in captivity, people did not relent in chasing after him.
看第二十五章。
Let's look at chapter 25.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们从第一节开始读到第三节。
From verse 1 to 3. Now when Festus had come to the province after 3 days, he went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief men of the Jews informed him against Paul, and they petitioned him, asking a favor against him, that he would summon him to Jerusalem while they lay in ambush along the road to kill him.
这里说, 这些想要杀他,这些计谋一直没有达到目的,他们就不罢休了,一直想要取保罗的命。
Here it records that the plot to take away Paul's life was unceasing.
然后一直到了保罗他已经很可以顺利的坐船要到罗马去的这个过程当中,又遇到船难了。And
even as Paul had safely arrived on a ship to take him to Rome in order to be judged, he was still then shipwrecked.
那现在这下人,剩下只剩下杀他不是犹太人了。
And now the people who wanted to kill him were no longer Jews.
是这些兵丁,
they were the soldiers.
看27章,
chapter 27.
27章的42节,
chapter 27, verse 42. And the soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim away and escape.
43.
But the centurion, wanting to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that those who could swim should jump overboard first and get to land.
这里在船难当中要被救的时候，兵丁本来是要把这些囚犯都杀了，包括保罗。
During the shipwreck, the soldiers had it in their mind to kill all the prisoners, Paul included.
然后这个百夫长救了保罗，不准他们下手。But
the centurion forbade them and saved Paul.
保罗他这个生命受威胁还没有结束，上了岸之后，接下来。But
Paul's threats to his life were not ending as he went ashore.
接下来就 在那个岸上烤火当中被毒蛇咬了。
On the shore, he was bitten by a viper.
那当时人家以为这个人实在是坏人。
At the time, the people around him thought that he was a bad person.
好不容易从水上的危险被救上来，到陆地上又碰到被毒蛇咬。
Because after being shipwrecked, he came ashore and was still bitten by a snake.
那我们就看到说，保罗他这个一路过程当中啊，他的生命都是在危。 都是在被威胁的过程当中度过的。
So we see that in Paul's life, he was threatened along each step of the way.
他每一天如果没有神，他就活不了了。Each
day, if he did not have the Lord, he would not survive to the next day.
因为有太多人是想要取他命的。Because
there were too many people who wanted him dead.
可是，因为他又是神特选的器皿。But
because he was a chosen vessel of God.
所以即使在这么多危险当中，神都一路保护他。
So even among these dangers, God protected him.
神透过很，不管是用过用异象，透过其他的人，或者让这些计谋被某某人知道，让他可以逃走，就是让保罗一路上就很平安度过了。Through
visions, miracles, or people's warnings, God allowed Paul to escape safely.
他的生命继续被保留住了。His
life was preserved.
因为他还没有完成神交付他的使命，他不能死。
Because he had not completed God's commission, so he could not die.
但是不能死不代表说他就可以过一个很舒服的日子。
But just because he couldn't die doesn't mean he could live a comfortable life.
因为接下来他所受的苦，包括他肉体上跟他心灵上会受到很多的压力。
Because following this, he would encounter many tribulations, mentally and physically.
从使徒行传第十三章开始，他当他出来开始传福音的时候，他就 他就被碰到很多很多次，人家想要，就是要让他受苦了。He
would meet many people who would want him to suffer.
圣经描述说他是被逼迫的。The
Bible describes he was persecuted.
他是被凌辱的，被insult。Oh,
he would be insulted.
然后他是被鞭打的。He
would be whipped.
他是到处都有人跟他做讲对立的话的。
And many people would oppose him.
甚至是整个城市的人都起来反对他。
Even the whole city would rise up against him.
那他走到哪里，危险就跟到哪里。
Wherever he went, danger followed.
所以在哥林多前，哥林多后书的第十一章。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
后来保罗他在描述他自己在传福音过程当中所受的苦。
Paul would describe the types of suffering he went during his gospel preaching.
我们看23节,
Let's take a look at verse 23.
11章的23节,
oh, chapter 11, verse 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prison more frequently, in deaths often.
好，这里保罗说他是屡次是几乎死掉了哈，冒死是屡次有的，就是说常常都是在死亡边缘。
Paul said here that he was often near death.
他被下监牢，他被鞭打。
He was put into prison and he was beaten with stripes.
被石头打。
He was beaten with stones.
遇到船坏了三次。
He was shipwrecked three times.
然后一昼一夜在深海里面。
And he even spent a night in the open sea.
他遭遇各种危险，海上的、陆地上的、人的各方面的危险。
Whether it be in the seas, on the mountains, or on land, he met many dangers.
所以他在他的生活当中啊，苦难跟他是好像离不开一样。
It seemed as if suffering would not leave him during his life.
神一开始要他出来工作的时候，就跟他讲了，这个苦难会跟着你。
The Lord told him from the beginning of his serving that the suffering would not leave him.
保罗他对这个神所给他这个信息，他是很清楚，他也是。很肯定的说，这是一定会有的，而且告诉别人说，你们也会这样做。
Paul was very clear of this one message from God, and that other people would do these things to him.
那所以他在第使徒行传十四章的地方，他跟那个在我们看十四章哈，使徒行传十四章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 14.
他们在特庇这个地方对门徒这样子说。要劝他们要守住，用恒心守住所信的道。我们看第二十二节。
Let's take a look at verse 22. Strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, "We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God."
我们要进入神的国，必须经历许多的艰难。
We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God.
那这样的信息在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第三章第三节，保罗。再一次的跟帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒这样说的。
And this message Paul repeated to the Thessalonians as well.
那这个我们要受了艰难是各方面的。
And these tribulations are many and varied.
包括可能生命受威胁，对保罗来说。
Which may include threats to one's life in Paul's case.
当时候的基督徒来说，他们也是这样子，因为整个社会大环境是逼迫他们的。
And to the Christians of this time, it was as well, because they experienced many persecutions.
那保罗他这个传道过程当中，他到处受到肉体上的威胁。
And in Paul's preaching of the gospel, he met many threats.
肉体受苦了。
And his flesh was burdened.
我们今天如果为了传福音受一点苦，我们可能就一次可以的，两次、三次，如果五次、十次的话，可能就会考虑一下了。
We might be willing to suffer in the flesh for a little bit, but if it's many, many times, then we might rethink our servitude.
保罗从开始被神拣召出来工作，一直到他被献上、被为主殉道之后，他这段到底多久？几年呢？
But how many years has it been since Paul was called to serve, and how long did he serve?
我们可以去找找，可以去找圣经找找看，他到底。多少年？
We can find out exactly how many years he served.
这给我们一个功课，保罗他为主受苦经过几年的时间。
And so this is something for us to study, which is how many years Paul had served.
我们有时候常常觉得说为主受苦可能短暂的时间一下子过去就好了。
Sometimes we may think that suffering for the Lord is only very temporary.
但其实他这个苦难一直跟着他，一直到他生命结束。
ButThis suffering followed Paul until the end of his life.
除了生命受威胁、肉体受苦之外，他还有包括他心灵上的所受到的压力。
And not only did Paul receive threats to his life and physical tribulation, but he also received many mental trials as well.
他的压力是他碰到一些虚假的信徒。
His stress was that he met many false brothers.
嘴巴可能讲得很好听的。
Perhaps those false brothers spoke very well.
可是背后里面就是要他命的。
But behind their backs, they wanted to take Paul's life.
保罗说这个叫做假冒，这个叫假弟兄。
And Paul called these false brothers.
那这些人可能是他同族的人。
And perhaps these were the people who worked with him.
所以哥林多后书第十一章里面，保罗就说了。
And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul said.
他说他遇到的是同族的危险。
He met danger from within.
他遇到的是假弟兄的危险。
he met danger from false brothers.
那假弟兄在加太书第二章里面，他就有讲的比较详细，是哪些假弟兄，什么样的假弟兄。
And in the book of Galatians, it even records exactly who those false brothers are.
那假弟兄包括传假道的。
And those include those who spread false gospel.
然后除了这些之外，保罗说他还为了众教会挂心，天天这个事情天天压在他的身上。
And these matters burden Paul from day to day.
他说有谁软弱我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒我不焦急呢？
He said, "Who is weak and I'm not weak? Who falls and I do not suffer?"
因为他用一个当父母亲的心情在关心教会的事。
Because he used spirit of a father to look after the church.
所以今天如果我们在服事当中有那个像保罗一样父母的心情啊，我们对教会一些发生的事情，我们一定会挂念的。
So if we have a parental attitude as Paul, we would also care about matters of the church.
那这挂念就是会天天压在我们身上。
And this burden would constantly from day to day burden us.
那我们也可以跟他说，那个是别人的事，我不要去管他了。
We could also say that this is someone else's matter, it concerns me not.
但其实圣灵会一直感动我们，一直去关心这些事。
But the Holy Spirit will move us to care about these things.
如果我们有基督的心的话。
If we have the heart of Christ.
那这个就是我们每一天要祷告的重点。
And this is why we must pray every day.
保罗他天天的为教会祷告。
Paul prayed daily for the church.
他不管他去哪里。
No matter where he went,
他说他只要想到某某教会的弟兄，他们有什么样的好处，他就不断的感谢。
He said that no matter where it is that brothers, something good happens to brother, he would give thanks.
那教会如果发生什么事情，他知道了，他就很忧心。
But if something bad happens to the church, then he would be sorrowful in his heart.
但是他都知道他怎么样解决，因为他知道那是从神来的力量，要祷告求神。
But he knew how to solve each and every one problem because he knew to ask for strength from God.
那这是一种我们心理上心灵上的一种负担呢。
And so this is a spiritual as well as a mental burden.
这个负担并没有把他压垮。
But this burden did not crush him.
反而让保罗更加的靠神坚强。
But rather made him rely on God all the more and strengthened him.
那除了这些外界的以外，神还给他身上加了一根刺。
And even with these external tribulations, God also added a thorn to his body.
我们今天如果身体很健康的时候啊，
if we're very healthy these days,
三天没有吃饭也许还可以啊。
Perhaps we can go 3 days without eating.
那如果有时候被人家骂一骂，身体健康的时候，也许笑一笑就算了。
And if we're healthy, perhaps if others ridicule us or rebuke us, we can simply laugh it off.
但特别如果是我们身体不舒服的时候，我们身体有疾病在身呢，然后又加上外界的压力，又加上脑筋、心灵上的这些重担，有时候会把一个人压垮。
But if we have ill health and there are burdens from without as well as mental stresses, then we might be crushed.
但是感谢神，保罗他都一一经过了，他都没有事。
But thank God, Paul was able to endure this tribulation without harm.
他在这个越艰难的困难环境当中，他越成为基督精兵了。
In these harsh environments, he was able to become a Christian soldier.
然后他在这个他的服事过程当中，他经过这样苦难的淬炼以后啊。
And after being tested by these tribulations through servitude,
他真的是越来越像基督哦。
He became more and more Christ-like.
如果是外界上的这些肉体，或者是别人要取他性命这些事情，他都可以得胜。
And he could overcome these tribulations.
有时候人面对他自己，他是谁这个问题啊，有时候就会倒了。
Sometimes people might also fall when they question who they are.
那保罗他在传福音过程当中，他遇到几次的经验是，人家要把他捧上天去了。
Oh, and there was times when Paul met instances where people wanted to exalt him.
一个工人最怕被人家捧上去了。
A worker's greatest fear is to be glorified.
那可是从保罗经验里面，那一群曾经捧他上天的人，最后也是用石头快要把他打死的人。
But in Paul's experience, those who wanted to exalt him were also the same ones who later stoned him.
所以保罗的苦难里面包括。
So,
他要克服 别人要让他变成骄傲的这个困难。
So Paul also had to encounter the trial of people wanting to make him proud.
他要让他知道他到底是谁，要他自己的身份要定位的非常清楚。
In order that Paul would know who he was exactly and his position.
所以在保罗的苦难里面，最后要提出第使徒行传十四章，我们请看第十二节、第十一节。
And so let's look at Acts chapter 14, verse 11. Now when the people saw that what Paul had done, they raised their voices, saying in the Lyconian language, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men."
十二节。
And Barnabas, they called Zeus and Paul Hermes because he was the chief speaker.
十三节。
Then the priest of Zeus, whose temple was in front of their city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, intending to sacrifice with the multitudes.
第十四节。
But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard this, they tore their clothes and ran in among the multitude, crying out, and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men with the same nature as you, and preach to you that you should turn from these useless things to the living God, who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all things that are in them."
16节.
Who in bygone generations allowed all nations to walk in their own ways.
17节.
Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness.
18节.
And with these sayings, they could scarcely restrain the multitudes from sacrificing to them.
好，这段描述在讲，在路士的这个地方，人家要来献祭给他，把他当神。
In this passage, it was described that people wanted to sacrifice to him in Lystra and make him a god.
在这种情况下，保罗、巴拿马上跳到众人中间，撕裂衣服，跟他们说：“我们也是人，性情跟你们是一样的。”
But at this time, Paul and Barnabas jumped in front of the crowd and told them that they were men just like them.
他一刻也没有去夺取神的荣耀。
Not for an instant did he try to take away glory from God.
他意识到众人有这个意思，马上阻止他们。
As soon as he knew the people had this concept, he stopped them.
我们也是人。
We are also people.
那这一句话很熟悉的，因为在使徒行传第十章，哥尼流第一次看到彼得的时候，也是这样想要去拜他的。彼得也是这样说：“我们也是人。”
And this saying "we are men" might seem familiar because previously, Peter also said "we are men" when people tried to worship them.
因为他了解他是谁。
Because he understood who he was.
他知道最后他们跟保罗就跟他们介绍我们这个神是怎么样的神。
And later Paul introduced to these people what kind of God it is that they worship.
我们传福音给你们不是要让我们变成神。
We spread the gospel to you not to become gods.
是要叫你们能够离弃这些虚妄，不是神的偶像，然后来敬拜这个永生的神。
But rather to leave these useless things to the living God who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all living things.
我们现在有这个生活是从神来的，是神的赏赐。
The life we have is from God who gave it to us.
所以保罗他面对这种人家特别重视他的时候，他知道这是一个很大的危险。
And so when Paul encountered this situation, he knew it was a dangerous situation.
然后一直到第二十七章，使徒行传二十七章。
And until Acts chapter 27,
我们再看二十七章第二十八章第八节第六节二十八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 28, verse 6.
他被蛇咬了以后。
After he was bitten by the snake.
第五节第六节。
But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. However, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead, but after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god.
这些在岛上的这些居民，他们看到保罗被蛇咬没事，竟然认为说他是神哦。
The natives of the island, after seeing Paul bitten by a snake but not suffering ill harm, thought he was a god.
那时候是一个很大的危险期啊。
And this was a dangerous time.
但是保罗他一样克服了。
But Paul overcame.
他在那个地方把主耶稣的道理、神的能力、恩典带给那个地方人。
At the time, he brought the truth and grace of God to these people.
所以保罗他对神所给他的这个使命，他一直没有忘记了。
And so Paul never forgot the command that God gave to him.
神给他这个使命所覆盖给他的这些护证品、这个苦难，他也没有记绝。
And the tribulations that came with the command, he did not turn down either.
他一一的接受神所给他的。
He took one by one the things that God put in front of him.
不管他遇到什么艰难,
so no matter what kind of tribulations he went through,
最后他都靠主把他胜过，为了要完成神给他的使命。
He relied on God to overcome these and to complete God's command.
今天我们在服侍神过程当中啊,
today, as we're doing God's commands,
我们一样也会遇到一些困难,
we will also encounter some difficulty.
但是我们的困难跟主耶稣比起来,
but our difficulty is nothing when compared to that of Jesus.
跟保罗比起来，那我们所受的那简直就是微不足道了。And
when we compare to Paul, it is nothing either.
那可是我们所经历的苦难，有可能会像保罗一样，会来自各方面的。But
we might suffer similar trials in that, like Paul, our trials come from many places.
但其实各方面的苦难，这些困难，如果我们很能够很明白。
But if we know where our strength comes from, we can overcome these.
我们如果能够知道我们从神那边所领受的责任是什么，我们也可以克服了。And
if we know what the responsibilities God has given us are, we can overcome them.
那保罗他能够克服苦难，他的那个秘诀呢？我们在下一次才会来分享。And
so next time we will talk about Paul's secret to overcoming these trials.
那我们现在先。 一起来唱诗，来结束今天下午的聚会。
Now we will conclude by singing a hymn.
我们唱155首。
Let us sing hymn 155.